The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello. Welcome to or welcome back to Turn It to Care. If you're new here, my name is Ashley. I upload every single Monday and we just sit down and we chat and I give you advice and I talk about anything and everything that's on my mind and it's a good time. I like to call this podcast my diary just for the whole world to listen to. So we love that here. If you don't know, which if you listen to this podcast, you already know because I never stop talking about this. But when I first started my podcast in 2022, I've been doing this podcast since 2022. That's crazy. When I first started in January of 2022, I had zero expectations. I did not know that podcasting could be a career. I didn't know I could make money off of it. I obviously had dreams of it being big and blowing up and doing this full time, but I just didn't think it was something that was achievable for me. And I also just didn't know how podcasting worked. From January until July, I didn't really have an audience. Like, no one listened to my podcast, which was fine. And then in August, I started posting on TikTok about it. And that's where things really started to pick up. And that's where I developed my audience. And when that happened, networks started reaching out to me being like, hey, do you have management? Do you have a network? Do you want to get on a call with us? And that's where I realized like, oh, I can make money off of this. Like, that's sick. Because I had quit my job to pursue this. I didn't really have a plan. I just had a dream and that's really all it was. Like, I was doing DoorDash and selling my clothes and I was doing little side hustles on social media, but I wasn't really making money. So to hear that I could make money off this thing that I had been doing for months for fun and that I loved so much and I was trying to help people was crazy. So when networks started reaching out to me, I was like doing my research, and then also there were podcasts that I was listening to and I was a fan of, and I was a huge fan of this one specific network. And in the back of my head, I was like, there's no way in hell they would ever want to bring me on and work with me. Like, I'm way too small. So that wasn't even something that I thought was going to happen ever. And it didn't happen right away. But I just put this network on such a high pedestal, and I thought that only the best of the best could be with this network. So when I was given the opportunity to work with this network, and they had reached out interested about Try Not to Care, I thought it was like a no-brainer. I was like, oh, absolutely. Like, I need to work with them. Like, it's just going to validate everything for me, and people are actually going to value my podcast and take me seriously now because I'm with this network. And I just got so ahead of myself, and I really did let my ego win. I wasn't thinking logically. I wasn't thinking about what was actually best for me and what was best for my audience. I was thinking, what is going to look the best to other people? Like, my ego just definitely was driving that whole situation, and I thought that it was just gonna be the best thing for me, and it actually ended up being the worst possible thing for me in 2024. I'm not gonna talk much about it right now, but I struggled a lot behind the scenes with that network and with my podcast. all of 2024. It was a really, really hard year for me. And I got the option to renew my contract with that network. And there was still part of me, even though I struggled so much, that was like, if I don't renew, is that going to look bad for me? Are people going to think that I'm a failure? I thought like having my podcast and my name attached to a big network could bring in so many potential opportunities for me. And if I were to walk away from this network, then I would be losing out on all of that. And I was just trying to convince myself like, no, maybe it's not that bad. Like maybe you should just stay with them. But after talking to people in my life and just like being real with myself, I was like, if I stay in this situation that's not making me happy, I'm just going to prolong my suffering and my discomfort, and things aren't going to get better. It was definitely a very difficult decision for me, but I'm so proud of myself for making the decision to leave and do what's best for me. But when I look back at other decisions in my life, I kind of have to acknowledge that there is this pattern of me doing that, of me knowing that I'm unhappy and things aren't working out, but I stay in that situation. I don't change the situation because I am scared or I'm anxious or I'm like afraid of the unknown. And I stay doing these things that make me so unhappy and make me so uncomfortable. And I just make my life so much harder, like so much harder than it needs to be. So today I want to talk about holding on to things that no longer serve you and what happens when you hold on to these things that aren't meant for you. So with that being said, let's get into today's episode. The idea that I want to talk about in today's episode is let go or be dragged. And what that means is if something is no longer serving you, if it's not working out for you, if it's causing you pain, if you feel like you're not aligned with where you want to be in life, you need to let it go because it's going to cause you more harm than good. The longer that you hold on to this thing, the more uncomfortable you're going to feel, the more shitty you're going to feel. You're going to feel weighed down, and it's just going to make your life so much harder. This thing could be a relationship, a friendship, your job, a toxic situation. It could even be your belief system and just like your mindset overall. If you want to live the life that you want to live, you need to let go of this thing that's holding you down. Otherwise, you're never going to achieve it. It's never going to be the way that you actually want it to be. Your choice is to allow things to stay the same and be unhappy, or make a change regardless of how uncomfortable it is and go after the life that you want to live. The choice is to let go and move on, or continue to be weighed down by something that's no longer serving you, all because it's predictable. A lot of the time, we stay in these really shitty situations, shitty relationships and friendships and jobs, because we're so afraid of the unknown. We're so afraid of not knowing what's going to happen next. And I mean, anything new is scary. Anything that you've never done before is going to be scary because it's unpredictable and you've never done it. And that's normal, but a lot of us stay in these situations because we're like, okay, I know I'm unhappy. I know I don't want to be doing this, but if I go ahead and try this new thing and it doesn't work out, what if I regret it? What if I make my life even worse? What if I make the wrong decision? And of course, there's also that thought in your mind of like, okay, well, what if it does work out? Like, what if the best thing ever happens and my life changes for the better and everything works out? Although that's a really great thought to have and that's all you could hope for, there's still that thought of like, okay, but what if that doesn't happen? Like, what if things get even worse? Like, what if my situation gets worse than it is right now? The idea of that happen can make us stay in these terrible situations because we're like, okay, yeah, right now I'm not happy, but I can tolerate it. And I would rather know how my life is right now, even though it's crappy, than not know what's going to happen next and maybe mess up my life even more.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you've listened to the podcast, you've heard the story a million times. You're probably like, Grandpa, we've heard this story. Get a new story. Like, we don't have to hear it anymore. Some people haven't heard it yet. Okay. So before starting my podcast, I worked in an elementary school working with children with behavioral needs and disabilities. And I did like my job. I loved working with children, but I just knew it wasn't what I personally was supposed to be doing. It was also a very hard job, and I felt so burnt out at the end of the day. It gave me a lot of anxiety, and I also just wasn't getting paid well, and I just didn't want to be there anymore. And I would dread going to work every single day, and I would cry on my way to work, I would cry at work, I would cry on my way home, I would cry at my house. And I think everyone in my life, even my coworkers, even my boss, knew that I hated my life and I hated my job and I did not want to be there. And this went on for a while. And I had so many discussions with my boss and with my coworkers being like, I'm gonna quit. You know, I'm gonna do it. This is my last straw. I'm gonna quit tomorrow. You're not gonna even see me. And they'd be like, well, can you like put in your 2 weeks? And I'd be like, yeah. And then I never would, because it was just such a scary idea to do, because I knew that I didn't have a backup plan. I knew that if I quit, I would have to get another job, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I mean, I have a degree in psychology, and I think any college degree is wonderful, but you are kind of limited with what you can do with a psychology degree. And I was like, I don't know, like, if I quit this job, do I really want to get a similar job? Or like, am I gonna have to go back to working at Subway? Like, I just didn't know. And one day I was driving to work and I kind of realized, like, I'm never gonna have a plan. I'm never going to be able to like save up and have money to coast on for a couple months when I quit. Like, nothing's really gonna change. So it's like, I either quit now and I have no plan, or I quit in 2 years and I have no plan, or I stay here for the rest of my life. And that sounds awful. And I'm not recommending that you do this. I think what I did was kind of really irresponsible. And I was so lucky to have someone like my now fiance who was able to take over rent and other bills if I wasn't able to make them that month. But anyways, I just came to a point where I was like, okay, it's never going to be easy. I'm never going to wake up one day and be like, I'm ready to quit my job. It's going to be easy peasy. I knew it was going to be a hard decision. And it took me like 2 years to do this, to pull the trigger and be like, okay, yeah, I quit. But I finally did it. And after I did it, I was able to pursue everything that I wanted to pursue and make this podcast work. And here I am now. And the thing is, I wouldn't be where I am right now if I didn't make that hard decision to change my life and to quit my job. The decision wasn't easy. It was really hard and I was really uncomfortable. I remember the last day when I quit and I like went home and I was laying in bed. I just broke down crying because I was so happy that I was done, but I was so scared of what was going to happen next. But I knew that that was what had to happen, and I'm so grateful that it happened. But making changes isn't going to be comfortable, but living a life that you hate is also not going to be comfortable. Another experience of mine that I struggled with was having guests on this podcast. If you listen to my guest episode with Natasha Dreamseer, we talked about dream interpretation. I briefly mentioned to her, like, you are my first guest, and this is a huge milestone for me because I've been so scared to have guests on. And the reason I was so afraid of that is because I've always been a solo podcast. I am kind of a control freak in the sense of, like, with my podcast, I have full creative control. I plan it, I record it, I edit it, I get to decide what you hear. I get to decide what people see when I post my podcast clips, right? So this idea that if I have a guest on, it means I don't have as much control. Obviously, I can still edit it the way that I want it to be, but when you're having a conversation with someone, it's two people, right? So it's like, I was just afraid that I would say the wrong thing, or I wouldn't be as impressive, or I would be let down, and my guest wouldn't feel comfortable, or they wouldn't have a good time, or the listeners wouldn't enjoy that kind of podcast episode. And I was just so afraid of doing that. But I knew it was something that eventually I would have to do, and something that I also wanted to do. I think having those kind of conversations is so important. And I just got to that point again of, like, okay, it's never going to be easy. I'm not going to wake up one day and be like, okay, it's time. I feel good. I can do this. It's always going to be uncomfortable because it's new. It's not going to be predictable because it's new. I've never done it. And that's just how new things are. And there's nothing that you can do about it other than stay the same or change and grow. The longer that you stay in these kind of situations that make you so unhappy, that make you so uncomfortable, the harder it is to break away. That's why you see these people in really toxic relationships stay with their partner. From the outside, you're like, why are you with this asshole? Like, leave him, he's terrible. But although they're unhappy, they're like, well, this is all I know. It becomes so familiar, it becomes so routine that it's like, yes, I know I'm being treated so poorly, but that's all I know. Like, I don't know what it's going to be like to be without him. I don't know what it's going to be like to have to provide for myself and be on my own. And that uncertainty is scarier to these people than being in a relationship with someone who is hurting them, who is disrespecting them, who isn't giving them the love that they deserve. Just like me at my old job, I knew I wanted to leave. I knew I was unhappy, but I was so stuck in my routine of, like, okay, it's time to wake up at the ass crack of dawn and drive 45 minutes to my job and cry all the way there. Like, it's gonna be so great. And I got used to having those conversations with my coworkers and my boss of, like, yeah, I'm gonna quit, but that's all I knew. I didn't know what my life was going to be like once I did quit. And that was a lot scarier to me than going into a job every day that wasn't paying me well and that I didn't like. The thing is, you know what you want. You know what you want, and that's not going to change. And if you don't know what you want, you know what you definitely don't want, and that's not going to change. So it's like, if you're going to stay at this shitty job just because you're uncomfortable right now, do you really think that in 5 years and 10 years, you're going to be any happier there? Do you really think something is going to happen overnight where you're like, wow, I really like this job, I think I should stay here? No, like, you know that you're unhappy. You know this isn't what you're meant to be doing, and that's not going to change. All that's going to happen is you're going to prolong your suffering. You're going to continue to be unhappy. The same thing with knowing what you do want. You know you want this thing. I grew up knowing that I wanted to do something in the social media space. I thought I wanted to be like a big YouTuber, and, you know, that's something that I still kind of want, but I've always wanted to create, and that's never gone away, even through all of the things that I've gone through in my life in relationships with guys telling me that it's not going to work out and that you shouldn't do social media, and friends that weren't supportive of me doing social media, and me trying to fit in and avoid doing social media and going to college and getting a big girl job. At the end of the day, at my core, I still want to be doing this. I still want to be doing it. No matter how much I try to suppress it and avoid it, at the end of the day, I still want to be doing it. And like the situation with me having guests on the show, I was afraid to do it, but I knew I wanted to do it. And I had to rip off the band-aid and just be like, let's just try it. Let's just try it. The worst that happens is that it goes terribly and I don't air the show and I decide to not have guests on. But the best thing that happens is that I try it and it goes great and I love it and I have more guests on the show and I step out of my comfort zone and I give myself the ability to do more with my podcast. When we don't let go, we stay stagnant. One of my favorite quotes is, "Nothing changes if nothing changes." If I didn't rip off the Band-Aid and try having a guest on my show, I wouldn't have future opportunities to have other people on my show, because if someone had come to me being like, "Hey, I want to be on the show," I would turn them down and be like, "Oh, I don't know. I don't have guests on. I'm not ready for that." When that could have been an amazing opportunity for me. When you stay in your comfort zone, you miss out on so many opportunities, friendships, relationships, jobs, just experiences. Your comfort zone will quite literally kill you. What I'm about to say, there's gonna be people that think it's so like woo-woo and it's not real and they just don't believe what I'm about to say. But I truly believe that the universe or whatever higher power that you believe in will make your life harder if you don't do the work. I feel like the universe will push you in the direction that you're meant to go in when you're not going in that direction on your own. Like, the more that you deviate from what you actually want in life, the universe or that higher power is going to make your life so unbelievably hard that you have no other option than to align yourself with where you're supposed to be. An example of this would be if your boyfriend cheated on you and you knew he cheated on you and you knew that the right decision would be to leave the relationship, but instead you decide to stay. The universe or whatever higher power that you believe in is going to make that relationship so unbelievably hard that you have no choice to leave. And if you still do not leave, they're gonna make sure that boy that cheated on you leaves you. And like, obviously you don't deserve that. You didn't do anything wrong, but you aren't supposed to be in that relationship. You are supposed to walk away with your head held high and move on, and you're not moving on. So the universe is going to do the hard work for you because you are not doing it. Like my ex-boyfriend, I call him Brock. His name's not really Brock, but I call him Brock. I knew that he had cheated on me. I had people texting me and being like, "Hey, he is seeing this girl. This is what I've heard." And instead of breaking up with him and being like, "This is so unacceptable. This is not okay," I tried to make it work. And what ended up happening is he ended up leaving me for that girl. And you could say like, "Well, that's not the universe. You know, that's just him making that decision. He didn't want to be with you." Whatever it is, there was an easy way out, and I still decided to prolong my suffering and stay in a relationship that was not meant for me. And because it was not meant for me, I needed to be hurt even worse than I just was to realize, hello, this isn't for you. You deserve better. Get the hell out of here. When you don't make that decision for yourself, the universe is going to make that decision for you. Whether you like it or not, if the situation is not meant for you, it is not meant for you.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But on the flip side of that, I really do believe what's meant for you will not pass you. And that's also why I think, like, if something is so incredibly hard and it feels like you're forcing it, it probably isn't meant for you. Because if it was, it would work out. Maybe it wouldn't work out the first time, but eventually it would work out and it wouldn't feel so exhausting. And I'm not saying that the things that you want out of life don't deserve hard work. They do, but you shouldn't feel like you're sacrificing yourself for that thing. It's going to feel like you're working together, like you're working in alignment with one another. But that's why I think when something is not meant for you and you're trying to make it work and you're trying to force something and it's not supposed to be for you, the universe is like, hello, like, let's go. Like, this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. Like, you're literally going in the whole opposite direction when you're supposed to be going that way. Like, wake up. Like, it's time to work for you, not force this thing and put all of your energy into something that is not meant for you. The last thing that I want to end this episode with is giving you a realistic guide to letting go. Because here I am yapping, being like, quit your job, break up with your boyfriend, stop talking to your shitty friends. And it's like, okay, well, that's great and all. But like, how? First thing is you need to identify what's not working. You need to be so real with yourself. I know you love him. I know you love your boyfriend. But like, how does he make you feel? How do you feel? Are you happy? Is the relationship actually working, or are you just attached to them? Are you literally just staying because you don't know what your life is like without them? What is not making you happy? So a few ways to be able to identify this is, one, talking to your loved ones and just sitting down and being really honest and open about what's going on, because the people in your life should be your support system. They should be there for you when you are struggling. And that's why I think it is one of the worst things that you can do when you're in a toxic relationship to isolate yourself from your friends. And I know it's easier said than done. I know that you don't have much control over it. But like, as someone who was in a relationship with someone who didn't like my friends and didn't want me to talk to them, when we would fight, I felt like I had no one to talk to. And I felt like I was just stuck in this cycle of like, okay, this thing isn't working, but I also have no support system now because I cut my friends off for this person. And it just makes it so much harder for you. So I think having a support system is really, really important, regardless of what you're going through. Just word vomit to your friends, to your loved ones, and get the support that you need. And if you don't feel comfortable talking to your loved ones, or maybe you don't really have a support system, I think talking to a therapist is really, really good. I think talking to someone who is unbiased and is going to tell you how it is and give you actual advice and guidance on like what is not okay, what is not healthy, what you should do. Because like, sometimes you talk to your friends and your family and you tell them what's going on and they try to be real with you, but there is a little bit of sugarcoating and just like wanting to be supportive of you. Like, I support women's rights and wrongs. Sometimes my friends will come to me and I try to be as real as I can be, but at the end of the day, like, I just want to show them love and support, and I'm not going to be as upfront and real as like a therapist is going to be. That therapist doesn't know your shitty boyfriend or your shitty friends or the ins and outs of like your workspace. They just know what is and what isn't healthy and like what isn't working for you. And they're going to be like, hey, this is what you should probably be doing in this situation. Or maybe, hey, this isn't something you should be doing, and maybe this isn't working out for you. I also think journaling is a really good way to identify what's not working. Like, in the moment, it's great to just like word vomit into your journal and talk about what is going on and what you're thinking, but it's also really good to look back on. So like, if you are struggling and you don't know what to do, go back to your journal entries from a couple days ago, a week ago, a month ago, and see if it's consistent. Are you consistently unhappy? Is something consistently not working? And if it's not working, then maybe it's time to make a change. I know there's some people that struggle with being able to journal because they feel like it's kind of performative. Like, when they're journaling, they're not being real with how they feel. It's like a weird thing. I don't know. So I do it sometimes too. But if that sounds like you, I think another good way to figure out what's not working is write a list of like energy givers versus takers. What is taking up your energy? What is making you feel depressed? What is bringing you a lot of joy? What do you want more of in your life? And that can be really helpful too. The second thing that's going to help you with letting go is identifying what you can and can't control. One of the reasons why we have such a hard time letting go is because we're afraid of the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen next. So we stay in these situations because they're predictable rather than venturing off to something new. But I think when you sit down and you identify what is in your power and what isn't in your power, it's much easier to be able to navigate through life without feeling like everything needs to have a plan. I think focusing on what you can control and releasing the need to like know what happens next and needing to know what the future holds. No matter how hard you visualize what the future is going to look like, no matter how hard you try to plan for the future, you're never going to know. It's never going to be exactly the way that you imagine it to be. So it's like, if you have no control over it, stop worrying about it. You had no idea what your life was going to be like right now, a year ago, but here you are, totally fine. So again, sit down with your journal, make a list of things that are in your control and what is out of your control. You are not in control of how other people treat you. You're not in control of their emotions. You're not in control of their actions, but you are in control of how you react, what you do with your time, how you feel. You cannot force someone to treat you good, but you can decide to leave. You can decide to make a change. You don't have control over how your boss treats you or how your job functions. You have control over how you act at your job and how well you do your job. And you have control over deciding if you want to stay at that job or pursue something else. When I quit my job, I was so afraid of the unknown. I was like, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to make money? What am I going to do? And there's only so much you can do. You know, I had somewhat of a plan. I was like, okay, I'm gonna DoorDash and I'm gonna sell my clothes on Depop and I'm gonna do these side hustles and I'm gonna do my podcast. And I just had to put my trust into the universe and know that I'm doing my part and this is what I can control. And there's other things that I can't control. And eventually, once I let go of the need to control everything, that's when my podcast started to do well and that's when networks started to reach out to me. And money started to come to me and I had no idea that was even an option because that was out of my control. That wasn't something that I could control in that moment when I quit my job. Focus on your power, focus on what you can do and release the need to be able to control everything else. Things are going to work out the way that they're going to work out as long as you're doing your part. The third thing that's going to help you let go is setting boundaries and expectations. Like I said before, nothing changes if nothing changes. And you aren't going to be able to make the changes that are going to actually help you and better your life if you're not being specific about what you want and what you expect out of your life. It's going to be a lot easier to live the life that you want to live if you know what you want your life to look like. If you're just going through life with no idea about what you want, how you expect people to treat you, what you want to do for a job, what you want to do for your hobbies, what you just want your life to look like, you're never going to live the life that you deserve because you don't know what you deserve. You can't expect to have this luxurious life where it's so full of love and you have so much fun and life is just a breeze when you can't even visualize that, when you have no idea what it is that you want. If you're in a toxic relationship and you're unhappy and you want to leave, but you feel stuck and you don't know how to let go of this relationship, it is going to be a lot easier. It's still going to be hard, but it's going to be a lot easier to leave that relationship if you know what you deserve, what you expect, and what you want out of your life. It is going to be a lot easier for you to leave a relationship if you know that you deserve kindness, respect, loyalty, honesty, and you're not getting it. Whereas if you're in a relationship and you're like, well, like, I don't really know what a good relationship looks like and I don't know what I deserve, so like maybe this is just like the best that it's going to get, of course you're gonna feel stuck. Of course you're gonna feel like, well, I'm never gonna find better, so I might as well just stay. Figure out what it is that you expect out of your life, what you expect from other people, what you want, set those boundaries, and anything that doesn't align with that, that feels like you're getting less than you deserve, that is your sign to get the hell out of there and go find what you do deserve. The fourth and final thing that is going to help you with letting go, and this goes off the last one, is reinvent your life. Your life does not need to stay the same. Just because you've been getting the same thing for your entire life and you know nothing else doesn't mean that you don't deserve more. Things do not come to fruition without there being some type of plan, without some type of visualization of it. And I've given this example before, but it's like, even like the cup I'm drinking out of, like this would not be the cup that it is if there wasn't someone who thought of this idea, who had a plan and then sketched this out and then they created it. There's always a vision before there is a product. That's the same thing with your life. You need to have some type of vision for your life. Of course, you don't have control over everything and it's not going to be exactly the way that you're visualizing it, but it could be even better than you're visualizing it. But you won't know until you have some type of vision, some type of plan for yourself. So how are you going to reinvent your life? What needs to change? What do you want more of? What do you want less of? Find inspiration. Watch movies, watch shows, read books, go on Pinterest, find things that inspire you and light you up where you're like, I want that. I want my life to be like that. Who's someone that you look up to that you're like, wow, I wish my life could be more like theirs. I wish I could wake up every day and do social media for a living, or go and be an actress, or go and be a lawyer. I wish I could do those things. Okay, well, you can. But what do you have to do to get to that point? Because there are steps to take before you get to that point. Your life cannot change until you do. You need to take the necessary steps to change your life. I hope you liked today's episode. I hope that it gave you some type of motivation or inspiration to change your life. And I hope you're sitting there being like, you know what, Ashley? You know what? You're right. My life can't change unless I do. You need to do the hard work. Things are going to feel uncomfortable and they're going to be difficult and it's going to be really hard to shed layers of your old self. But in order to become this new version of you, it has to happen. You got to let go of the things that aren't working to make room for the things that do. But that is everything for today's episode. I feel like I'm 90 years old. I'm sitting on the hardwood floor and my legs are like giving out. Oh my God. This year, I'm going to learn how to do a split. I've been doing stretches and I'm going to learn how to do a split. You heard it here first. But I don't know how well that's going to go, because if I'm having trouble just like sitting here on my bony ass, I don't know about all that. Okay. Well, if you're not already, follow me on Instagram, follow me on TikTok, follow me on YouTube. They're all linked in the show notes. Ashley Corbo on Instagram, Ashley C. Corbo on TikTok, Ashley Corbo 444 on YouTube. Come on, go follow me, please. Come on, don't make me beg. Okay, that's it. I love you, and I will talk to you next Monday. Hopefully my crotch isn't out. Okay, I gotta go. I love you. Goodbye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.